This is Agriculture Today.
The World Bank projecting global commodity prices will decline this year, with ag prices expected to slip 1% here in 2025 and 3% next year. Improved supplies, easing rice export restrictions from India, and slowing global economic growth are key factors. The bank's food price index forecasts to fall 7% this year, aided by favorable weather in South America and softer global demand. Energy prices set for the steepest drop down, 17% this year, while metals and minerals also face declines on weaker industrial demand. For ag, the outlook points to more competitive export markets for U.S. grain, oilseed, and cotton producers, as lower prices could pressure farm income despite potential relief on input cost. Bank warns that lower prices will not erase food insecurity, with an estimated 170 million people in 22 countries facing acute hunger. Average U.S. retail price for ground beef climbed to a record $6.12 per pound in June, up from $5.98 in May and $5.47 last June. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, while prices for certain beef cuts may ease after peak grilling season, ground beef remains historically expensive. University of Missouri analysts say tight cattle supplies and steady demand driving prices higher. Multiple years of drought have reduced forage and hay availability, forcing producers to cull herds rather than retain heifers for breeding. High input cost further limited herd expansion, leaving beef cow numbers now at their lowest since 1961. Trade factors also affect supply. USDA recently closed the southern border to Mexican cattle imports due to the spread of New World screwworm. Feedlots in the south rely heavily on those imports, and potential new tariffs could further strain supplies. But despite higher prices, U.S. consumers showing little signs of switching to pork or chicken, strong demand being supported by dietary trends emphasizing protein-rich foods. And the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency issuing new guidance aimed at preventing sudden speed and power losses in diesel-powered trucks, tractors, and other equipment caused by diesel exhaust fluid or DEF systems. Announced by Administrator Lee Zeldin at the Iowa State Fair, MOVE urges manufacturers to revise DEF software in existing fleets, giving operators more time to fix faults without costly shutdowns. DEF systems, used since 2010 to reduce emissions, can currently force vehicles to slow to 5 miles per hour within hours of a fault. Farmers, truckers, and construction operators say it's significant delays and financial losses it's causing them, and it's happening during critical operations. EPA's update, developed with manufacturers, will allow software fixes without additional agency approvals, which will expedite solutions. And the U.S. Energy Information Administration projects Brent crude oil prices to fall below $60 per barrel late this year. If so, it would be the lowest quarterly average since 2020, driven by global oil supply growth far exceeding demand. August short-term energy outlook cites OPEC Plus's plan to unwind production cuts by September, 1 year ahead of schedule, as a key factor. It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
And, you know, I see it directly in the big, beautiful bill, the opportunity that it's brought to seniors. But his effort on every commitment, delivering against it, and delivering on world peace tirelessly.
Former Wall Street executive and now administrator of the Social Security Administration, Frank Bisignano.
I'd also thank him for my opportunity. You know, he's teasing me, I'm teasing him about the economics of the job. But the reality is to serve 300 million Americans, which is what Social Security serves, is a tremendous honor. And him putting that faith in me and building what I believe, and I think I have a right to say it, is the best leadership team ever assembled in the White House and in the Cabinet. So that's my great honor. So I come here and get the opportunity to serve the American public in a manner that I never imagined in my life. And what we found was the opportunity to fix a foundation. The reality is people talking about 72 beneficiaries, I talk about over 300 million Americans with a Social Security number that we must protect through the system. And when you look at what we talk about in eliminating Social Security numbers that were live in the system, they can carry fraud through the whole system. So the first thing was root out fraud, waste, and abuse. But while doing it, the best way to be more efficient is provide more accurate payments and better service. And you heard the numbers. I think the most staggering number is that we had a website that was down 29 hours. This will be a digital-first agency, and we are building my SSA accounts. That's the digital account. And we have a bold goal of 200 million Americans to have a digital SSA account by the end of next year. It will happen. Just like we had a bold goal of single-digit wait time on the calls when they were at 40 minutes. And we did that. This is my 100th day. We did that within 90 days, right? Get the web up and running, bring technology to our field offices, use digital presence to answer and serve the American public. That's the job. When we do all that, then we'll really know the answer to if we have a hole, right? I was presented in my second week on the job with $18 billion in errors by the Inspector General. It was public. In less than a month, we solved $9 billion of it. So that's the type of swift action we can take, right? You see the things like the big, beautiful bill for the seniors. You see better digital services. You see field office wait times down. If you make an appointment to have a field office visit, it now happens in 6 minutes. Unprecedented. We are serving more people and delivering more than was ever delivered before in a manner with the highest possible quality, and we've just begun. You should expect this to be a great digital-first agency. My commitment to make this happen is as deep as the president's commitment to make the world a great place. And you see the fabulous job happening here across America and what he's doing in the world.
It's Agriculture Today.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Yeah, so really looked at in a winter wheat system as far as the seeding rate, nitrogen input, phosphorus, potassium, and sulfur.
Oklahoma State Extension Grain Specialist Brian Arnall on cutting input cost without losing yield.
As we move later in the season, historically, and I myself did this forever, I always bumped seeding rate. I'd start in October around 70 bushels when I first started 20 years ago, and I'm now down to 70 pounds. Now I'm down to about 60 pounds when I start. But by Thanksgiving, I'd be up to 2 bushel, that 120 pound rate year in and year out. The recent work and the things we're seeing is that we don't get the benefit of more seeds later for grain-only wheat. And so really we're moving down. There's work that shows you can be as low as 60. I'm not comfortable with making that recommendation, but I'm definitely only into the 80-pound range, about a million seeds per acre as we move much later in the season. And I think we can get by with even a little bit less, especially if we have good sowing conditions. You know, we used to always say that as you got later, it needed to be more and more seed as you got later because we're compensating for lack of tillering. We're finding the tillering isn't as critical even in high yield components because our main tillers are the most important, the main tillers and secondary tillers. So as long as we have about 60 heads per square foot, which you could be as late, you say we may not tiller, then I need 60 seeds per square foot. We're able to maximize yield and 2 bushels, a lot more than that on the square footage. So the relationship that we thought was there, isn't really panning out to be there as we thought it was. With the work we're seeing, even in good conditions, under irrigated, you could have that conversation where we're trying to push 140, 150 bushel, but really anything in that 100 bushel or less, what we see is if we have more tillers that don't have the opportunity to fill, they are pulling so many resources away from the main tiller and the secondary tillers that we lose yield and we aren't able to fill the crop.
But he also says, be willing to experiment. There's value on some stress to your crop.
Corn is scary, especially if I'm trying to push really high-yield irrigated corn. We're seeing the value. But we've got a lot of data for sorghum, cotton, and wheat that early season stress for wheat up through early spring, sorghum and cotton the first 2-3 weeks, a little water stress or a little nitrogen stress really lets our roots explore the soil volume more, keeps our plants a little more compact. On wheat, I get a lot less lodging if I can keep a more compact and smaller plant coming, and I can manage that by nitrogen. Same thing with cotton and sorghum. It allows me to get more rooting volume because that plant's looking for nitrogen, which means I get more water and nutrients from depth. Yeah, so if I can keep wheat shorter and honestly have less tillers, I tend to have a lot less lodging. So I've been able to go and work with folks, and we're getting 120 and 130, 140 bushel irrigated wheat and really limit the lodging by moving all nitrogen into the spring and having very limited nutrients available pre-plant. Yeah, as far as on-farm testing, everybody has the capability, and yield monitors are great, right? We should be using our yield monitors, and every farmer should be their own researcher. Every farmer has questions. Call an extension agent, call your area agronomist, whoever you have access to, and say, how can I test these things? Walk me through it. And it doesn't have to be scientific. It's just an on and off and judge that. If there's any opportunity to delay input so that you can get a sense of weather, do that. Meaning, delay nitrogen so we know what kind of a fall we have. Delay nitrogen so we see what kind of spring we have and make our adjustments. If you can put off input, especially nitrogen, so that you can get that rate right, there's a lot of value in that. And seeding rate, more is not always best. And same thing, nitrogen early, more is not always best.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This is Agriculture Today.
Brazil, Mexico, and Latin America are getting closer to China, and they say it's partly because of the tariffs you're imposing those countries. Are you concerned them getting closer to China?
No, not at all. I'm not concerned at all. They can do what they want.
Taking a question from a reporter in the Oval Office during the celebration of the 90th anniversary of Social Security, Donald Trump.
None of them are doing very well, and what we're doing in terms of economics, we're blowing everyone away, including China. We're doing better than any other country in the world right now. Brazil has been a horrible trading partner in terms of tariffs. As you know, they charge us tremendous tariffs, far, far more than we were charging them. We weren't charging anything, essentially. And Brazil has some very bad laws happening where they took a president and they put him in jail, or they're trying to jail him. And I happen to know the man, and I will tell you, like, I'm pretty good at people. I think he's an honest man. I think what they've done, this is an electric, this is really a political execution that they're trying to do with Bolsonaro. I think that's terrible. But they also treated us very badly as trading partners for many, many years. One of the worst countries on earth for that. They charged tremendous tariffs, and they made it very difficult to do anything. So now they're being charged 50% tariffs, and they're not happy, but that's the way it goes.
During the event, President Trump also addressing the economy and government.
We're also fighting the menace of inflation to make life more affordable for American seniors, and we've ended Biden's inflation nightmare. So we had the worst inflation in the history of our country, and now our inflation is down to a perfect number, a beautiful number, hardly any at all. And yet our country's taking in tens of billions of dollars and trillions of dollars, actually trillions of dollars, in tariffs. You know all about it. It's been amazing. They say, why are we taking in so much money? Last week they found $29 billion and they couldn't figure out where it came from. I said, check the tariff shelf. And they said, how did you know that's where it came from? We're taking in billions and even trillions of dollars in tariffs paid by other countries who, frankly, were taking advantage of us for many, many years. And they were doing that to us. But our people didn't know it. We didn't have smart business people. We've ended Biden's inflation nightmare and came in below expectations. And yet, again, this past month, we have we set records. Gasoline prices are way down, and really dramatically, as everybody knows. And energy prices have been going down, other than in certain states where you have Democrat-run states where they put windmills all over the place. Anytime you see a windmill, you'll say, well, they have bad energy costs. It's happening in New Jersey. I saw that there's a revolution going on in New Jersey. They closed up a nuclear power plant, and they're raising electricity rates by 21, 22, and 28%, something like that. And you're going to have a new governor in New Jersey. I tell you what, you have a good man running in the Republican Party. He'll get him down. But what they've done is they've killed so many good sources of energy for very expensive windmills and lots of other things that don't work. 401ks and retirement accounts are soaring, and the stock market is setting record highs. Almost every day we're going record highs, and yet we're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. So it's turned out that Trump was right and they were wrong. A few smart people knew what was going to happen. A few of us were right. So we're going to keep the fighting going. We're going to make America's seniors every single day. We're going to fight for them. We're going to make them richer, better, stronger in so many different ways. But Social Security is like pretty much the one that we think about. And we love it. And we love what's happening with it. And it's going to be good for 90 years and beyond.
It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
What I talked about today is really treating wheat more like corn. We wouldn't drop 40,000 seeds per acre in dry land corn where we really need 20 because there's too much plant competition.
Talking about cutting input costs, Brian Arnall, an Oklahoma State Extension specialist.
In wheat, plants and tillers are both competition for the main, so we're needing to find that population like we do in corn, where we move from 18 or 20,000 in dry land to 32,000 irrigated because that's what the environment can support. We really should be thinking the wheat the same way. I want the right amount of head so that I fill the head from top to bottom. Just like corn, we don't want tip back. In corn, we don't want the heads not to fully fill in wheat, so let's fill up those heads because that's where the value is. When I started 20 years ago, we were in September through early October. We've now been moving to, I don't mind, mid-October and even November with the right genetics and sowing isn't bad. What gets us in dry land wheat is that we are so dependent on the right amount of moisture. And if we get dry at any point, it starts hurting us. Well, if we have more biomass, that's more water that is needed and more water that's been extracted. And so we find it a lot of value to not have a lot of biomass for grain only. Again, grazers need that biomass, but for grain only, not having that biomass coming into the spring where I used to want 70% row coverage going into the winter. I now want 30% row coverage coming out of winter. If you miss the input of phosphorus because it got wet or your grain drill broke, we can top dress phosphorus and it works. On the nitrogen was the thing I hit the most. And talking about nitrogen input, I know anhydrous is cheap. And if I'm grazing and I'm going to use it, I want that nitrogen up front. But there's very little evidence that I have is that upfront nitrogen, pre-plant nitrogen, has any benefit for grain-only wheat. I can even make split applied nitrogen work in my work for the last 15 years. So I want to move it. And really right now, the price point from what I got quoted is about 30 cents difference between urea and anhydrous. At that 30 cent price gap, it's a wash on all my work on whether I go pre-plant or in season. The difference is at least in season nitrogen, I can adjust because of the weather. So if it hasn't rained or it has rained, I have more flexibility. When I write that check for anhydrous, it's done. I don't know what's happening after that. You know, we hear a lot more about sulfur. You know, Shelby, you're wearing this pretty purple. And so K-State talks about sulfur with Dr. Dorvar, talks a lot about it. We have, in our deep sandy soils, an absolute need for sulfur. Good rainfall, deep sandy soils, I see sulfur. But in our silt loams, in our Oklahoma red dirt, we have so much sulfur sitting above that clay layer that we really may not need as much as we think. I'm finding in fields that have been growing great yields, 70 bushel wheat, 140 bushel corn, I'm still finding 20 to 30 pounds of sulfur to 1 foot deep. That's plenty for a wheat crop. So this year with nitrogen at 70 cents, anhydrous at 43 cents, sulfur's at 40 cents, I would recommend every producer to consider taking not just a 0 to 6 cent sample, but a 6 to 12. What's down there below, right above that clay layer? And you might be surprised how much nitrogen and sulfur's at that lower level. Potassium is one of those where we don't get the bang for our buck on wheat. Wheat's pretty efficient when it comes to potassium. But in the deep sandy soils that you leach K and you don't have the soil, the clay type to hold it, we do see more value with the potassium and the chloride. We also get a chloride bump in those soils. On K, if you think you need it, put out a strip in the fall. K can be top dressed. I'm side dressing a lot of my soybean and my cotton after I get a sense of the fill and rooting depth right now. We can do the same thing with wheat.
It's Agriculture Today.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Almost 60 million American seniors rely on Social Security for peace of mind and a life of dignity in retirement.
At an event celebrating 90 years of Social Security, President Donald Trump.
These Americans paid into the system, and they deserve leaders in Washington who are going to protect the benefits they've had and protect Social Security. Under Biden, Social Security went down like nobody's ever seen. It deteriorated. There's never been anything like it. The 4 years of Biden were very, very destructive. It couldn't have gone on much longer. Social Security was going to be destroyed. It was being destroyed. The average call wait time reached an all-time high of more than 42 minutes. Field office wait times were at 32 minutes, which is unheard of. And the disability claims backlog was the longest ever. Sort of like what happened with the country as a whole. Field office wait times are now down 30% since last year, and it looks like it's going to a total record number. And the record was set in a long time ago when the world was a lot different place, and we're going to beat that record. Call wait times are down 73% while serving twice as many customers per day. The disability claims backlog is down 26%, and seniors now have 24/7 online access to their accounts, which they never had before, whereas under Biden, the website was down 29 hours a week for maintenance purposes. It was essentially not open very much. They were always maintaining it, but they didn't know what the hell they were doing. They had a person running that had no idea what they were doing. Among my very first acts was to order all government employees to return to the office or be removed from the job, which means our Social Security offices are now open for full business hours 5 days a week. So unlike being shut down all the time, we're open at record levels also. We're making it really great for the people that want and demand Social Security, and they paid into the system. They deserve it. Last month, I signed one big, beautiful bill and allowed no tax on Social Security for our great seniors, okay? So how's that? Not bad, right? No tax on Social Security for our seniors. And to protect our benefits, we've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people, many of them have already left the country, and yet we were sending them checks all the time. And 275,000, and that number is now even larger than that, Frank. It's an unbelievable job. And what that's doing is making the system strong. It's making it strong. Biden never kicked anybody off. Everybody joined. And we're carrying out historic deportations to remove many more illegals committing Social Security fraud. It's the Social Security fraud that was taking place at levels that nobody's ever seen. We cleared 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database over 120 years of age. Think of that. So we had 12.4 million names where they were over 120 years old. Is that right? That's a hell of a statement. I have a feeling, Dan, that's not really going to... really didn't happen, did it? So you have 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database that were over 120 years of age, meaning you were breaking records, because I've never heard of anybody at 125. There were nearly 135,000 people listed who were over 160 years old, and in some cases getting payments. So somebody's getting those payments, and we're after that.
It's Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at deltapine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.